Hello and welcome back to Tea and a Read with your girl, the Hooligan. And I have a special guest today with us. Say hello.
I'm back. It's M.
Yes. She's back and we're reacting to Yagami Yato's two videos, actually. Two audios.
She's giving me a twofer, guys. Like, honestly.
And she's kind of like a virgin to this.
Yeah, I'm not, like, an expert. I can't even say her name correctly. I keep calling her Yagamaga. That's terrible. Like, what is her name again?
Yagami Yato.
Yagami Yato. Yes.
And, I want to explain a little bit of who she is, alright? Just in case anyone doesn't know. She is technically an ASMR / voice actress who does, comfort videos, sexual videos and scenarios with the listener. It could be a non-binary, a male or female. Doesn't matter. She's very inclusive like that. And I think it's really, like, it's an amazing thing that she does for just for people in general. I mean,
inclusive,
I'm not going to say
inclusivity. That's, like, very important nowadays because there's, like, people that are just walking around and they're, like, they're like genderless or they're bisexual or they're gay. She does it all. Which I do, like, from what you tell me, she does it all. And I think that's good. I mean, she doesn't leave anyone out.
Exactly. And just so that nobody comes after me, this is an 18+ video. Please leave if you are not 18 or older. I do not want to ruin whatever childhood you have left. All right?
What about my childhood?
Bitch, you're too old.
Excuse me.
You're too old, girl. You
there's
like me.
There's no you like gender. Me. Don't be an ageist.
You like me, girl. And I'm too old for that. So you good. You Gucci.
But technically, I haven't heard of this, like, very much. Right?
Yeah.
This type of music. Music. This auditory.
Experience.
Right? This ASMR type thing. I have my opinions on ASMR. I told you that before.
Yes.
I don't like the sound
textures.
Stuff. Not even that. Like, is she gonna be breathing in my ear and stuff?
Oh yes, that's the best part.
Fuck.
That's the best part, baby. Also, I will not be putting the video, the audio up, just to respect her. And of course, it's on Patreon. I will tell you the names of the videos. So if you do join, you can find it and, like, have a freaking blast along with us. All right? So we're going to get started. And okay. We're going to get started with...
What's the name of this one? What are you exposing me to?
It's called 7 Minutes in Heaven, The Extra. Bakugo Wants You Back. And we're also going to be doing Thief. But I feel like I want to do Bakugo's version first and then the Thief one because it just makes more sense. Also, everybody is simping after Hawks from from My Hero Academia, and what is simping, you guys know because y'all listen to me, and it's like fiending after somebody like an idiot.
I recently just learned what simping was and I feel like old as hell. I feel like there's a new fucking lingo every fucking 5 minutes. Like, I need...
Language is constantly evolving, darling.
It is. And especially, I'm a person that I'm usually really, like, up to date with certain things. But I did not know what simping was.
We all fall off the bandwagon at some point. So don't feel too bad about that.
Just in case, you know, for other people that may not necessarily know what that is. Because I know there are some listeners that you think they would know, but they just don't know.
Should I explain simping?
Yeah. Give a little backstory what that shit is, man.
Okay. Simping is a Gen Z / like young millennial word where you're basically fiending after somebody, like thirsty as hell, giving them anything that they want just for the attention. It's fine. It happens. This is why we have OnlyFans. That's why it exists.
You are a sub to, like, you're a sub, but, like, you basically let them get a little of everything.
Basically.
Just for them to be with you.
It's fun. We all participate in a little bit of simping here and there. It's fine. So
it's really funny because, like, I just couldn't relate to that term because I think I'm a bit of a dom.
Oh no, darling, I'm a switch.
Oh no.
I don't believe in choosing anything. I'm a pansexual switch. I don't choose anything.
You know, we had an exam where, just remember, you told me, like, this thing where, like, you put your hands up and tells you what you are.
Yeah. And the whole are you a sub or dom test, where you tell someone to put their hands up, and if they put if they bend their elbows while putting their hands up, they're more likely to be a dom, and if they raise their hands all the way, they're more likely to be a sub.
Like if you lift your arms up all the way past your head, like you're like super like submissive apparently, and then I'm just like not even up.
But there are a thing called brats.
I know they're brats. I know they're brats.
Like, and you never know. Things can happen.
It depends on my mood.
Yeah, I can be that. Depends on the mood.
But I think I'm probably, from my experiences, you know, I'm more dominant, I would say. I'm, like, submissive-ish. Like
you'll play around with the rules.
Yeah, I will. But, like, I'm more probably dominant in regards to, like, romantic or intimacy, but like in genuinely like I'm like more like no, don't, I'm sweeter, I'm just like, you know, I think you're probably a little bit reverse, which is actually really funny.
Really?
Yes, I feel like you're in your day life, like you're like boss ass bitch all the time.
Yes, I am.
But then probably like
it's always the baddest bitches that want to be like dominated.
Yeah, and always the ones that are like the super submissive quiet mousy ones are the ones that are gonna fuck you up.
It's ironic, but you know what? That's just the way life is. You know, I'm Kitty. It's fine. If you get that reference, then you an OG. But if you don't get that reference, it's fine. It's fine. One day you'll get it, because I'm definitely doing an episode on that one. You're welcome. Shinzo's my man. Mwah. I mean,
this is a lot of information.
Well, you know what? We're here to empower women and accept women's sexuality, and that's what I want to do. I want to let you know that this is fine, and don't let people shit on you because, you know, you're a female or whatever. Like, no, screw that. All right, so we're going to start the audio.
We're non-binary or anything.
We're going to start the article.
Oh,
okay. All right, so we're listening right now. Right now, someone's, like, talking on the phone. This is the Bakugo one.
Oh, you're so fucking sexy,
aren't you? Ooh, that voice.
Yeah. I see you, baby, huh?
Oh.
I just want you to see me, you fucking embarrassed, aren't you? Yeah, you fucking sexy thing. The hell was that?
Oh?
You really getting that much pleasure?
I kind of enjoy Bakugo cursing.
Yeah, it's such a
It's like a small pleasure for me.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Remember, he is older than
18. This is a woman?
This is a woman's voice, my dude.
Is there something you're not telling me?
That's fucking talent.
You might as well fess up right now if you...
Oh, wow. Somebody slut right now. Hold up. Admit it, girl. You want him. Yeah, you like that, bitch. I see your eyes. I see it in your eyes.
I'm listening. I am appalled.
No, you not. With a smile on your face. Yeah.
This is, I don't know why. I feel like it's hard for me to hear this, but not in like, I feel embarrassed.
Don't feel no shame in women's sexuality. No shame.
Well, because this is my reaction, like initially. I feel like this feels like something that you should, like, all right, here's a scenario. So I'm listening to this, huh? So I feel like this type of music, you know, when you listen to, if you watch porn or whatever, like, you're doing it privately, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like the same way. It feels like something that you should be hearing in your headphones that you have, like, at
Well,
five.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be listening to this with people, but you know what? It's fine, because this is what we do here. This is what we
do
here.
Yeah, it feels like I should be in, like, listening to this at, like, five level, and then thinking it, and then
shutting up the lights, hiding from your fucking everybody,
and then looking around like, oh my god, who can hear me?
Right.
He loves the slut.
Oh, he loves the slut. Come on.
Kind of. He likes the slut shame.
Well, I mean, this is.
This is in kink. Yeah. Only in the bedroom.
That's them's the rules.
Oh wow, that laugh was.
It was special, right?
That was a laugh. That was like ha ha ha. Now, is this like him dominating her?
It's him on the phone with her, telling her what he wants to see.
Oh, so, yeah, so set up the scene. So, basically, okay. Is he FaceTiming her?
I think he's supposed to be, like, FaceTiming her right now.
I think he's FaceTiming.
And obviously, he wants to win her back. He's like, yo, you my girl, bitch.
Because he was being a bitch or some sort, right?
Yeah, he was like, I was being a bitch or whatever. But I want to see you, like, touch yourself. Because I know you're going to come back to me anyways, kind of thing.
Dick.
Like, yeah, he's totally being a dick. But you know what? That's kind of fun.
And then?
Well, I'm not going to ruin it. You have to listen to the rest of it. Okay. Darling.
So he's just FaceTiming her, and so this is what they're doing. They're just,
yeah.
They're sexting.
They're playing around.
Okay. I get it. It's laugh. It's a special laugh.
It's a special type of laugh.
Like a little villainous.
He's like, slap that ass.
She's actually smacking. She's actually like, I mean,
Yagami Yato. She makes like all these sound effects.
She's actually slapping, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Auditory porn.
She's not the only one. There's a bunch of this kind of things out there. I'll even give you some recommendations.
Oh, shit. Oh, is she like...
I go spoil it. Imagine somebody talking to you that way. See? You come back crawling for that D. Yeah. How do you feel about being his slut?
I'm not really he's my bitch. Like, I think I am dumb. That's just like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Come over here.
He sounds like someone.
I should also find you some pictures so you can like see who you're talking to.
No, I'm looking at this fucking blonde dude here.
Oh yeah, Bakugo.
He's a fucking blonde kid, right?
He's 18 or older.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Look at that.
He's supposed to have like an aggressive personality.
Yeah.
And like he's really smart actually.
I think I find it attractive, aggressive personalities, because when you like tame them, it's so fun.
You know, ironically, I don't like the aggressive personality.
I like
the dudes that are somewhat, like, I even talked to you about it. I like the somewhat serial killer motherfuckers. That quiet, calm, angry feel.
Yeah.
That, like, I will radiate evil aura at you. I like that.
I think I automatically, people that are, like, over aggressive, I know that they're secretly little bitches. So I think that's why I'm like, you're bitches.
Like, Aizawa is
not
my man.
Not all of them, but, like, you know.
Look at this man. Look at this man. Tell me he doesn't give you big dick energy. Like, I'm a calm man, but I will give you the D. Yeah, you little slut.
Yo, this guy. Whose man's is this?
Not yours.
Not mine. He's the one. Fucking mouth that with soap or something, motherfucker.
Oh, it gets dirtier than this. This is sweet.
Oh, God.
Ooh. It looks like you're fucking with somebody.
He's so realistic. He's stupid.
He's talking about the
Is he drunk or something? He sounds I don't, drunk.
He's just angry and like lazy, sexy. Like, you know those guys get like a
no. He sounds like he's drunk. Like you FaceTimed her, like they broke up, and he's like, "Bitch, maybe. I love you, you fucking whore."
Maybe a couple drinks in or something.
He looks like he sounds like. That's why it's a little relatable. Like a disgruntled drunk ex boyfriend that's calling you back on some like. Bitch, I fucking love
awesome,
you.
Puta, come here.
I'm sorry. I love you.
Dark like that. Yeah. Yeah, he likes that time. Fucking love doing that time. Nobody will fucking stop me from enjoying fucking love this.
Ooh, the language is spicy.
I've counted like 50 F-bombs in...
You know what? Say them all, because I'm into the cursing. It's 8 fine.
8 minutes. Jesus.
Yes! Yes!
How good it is. Yeah, look at this cock. It's so fucking for you.
All for you, darling.
I think I'm alright. I'm good.
No, you're not good.
Oh, I'm...
You're not good until you get some nothing. I'm not gonna say that out loud.
Gotta cut that out. Like and said, the kid part, too.
Damn.
Come on, baby. Let's do it. Yeah, this baby is annoying.
Oh, fuck. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Yeah,
you. I'm imagining her face. She's like, I'm imagining.
You do not get lost in stories, I see.
I don't know.
I'm a big story fan.
I'm sorry I ruined it. Am I ruining it for you?
You're ruining it for everybody else, but you're not ruining it for me. I'm good. I've already heard this before.
It's a reaction.
It's fine. I don't judge you. Everyone's different. That's why.
Well, I always said, like, auditory, like, I'm like, my back. Wait, plot twist!
Yeah! I'm rewinding this.
The plot. I'm actually just listening to the story at this point. This
yo, listen story. To the story, my dude.
That's not the kind of guy I am. So you just keep focusing on the free face heroes online. Yeah, you fucking love that, Tony. Hey, who the hell are
you? Oh?
You think you can just steal them away? Just because they're my ex? Fuck off.
Nope. That don't mean nothing.
Wait a motherfucking minute. Wait, pause. Pause. I just want to, like, explain what I'm understanding.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll clear it up for anyone else who doesn't know.
He is essentially FaceTiming his
supposed ex-girlfriend. Which is us.
And you're getting... Well, it's supposed to be the listener, not us.
Well, we're listening right now, so it's us now.
But anyone that's listening to this, you are essentially playing the role of the ex-girlfriend of this dude. He's talking to you that way, okay? Or the ex-boyfriend, or ex-whatever.
No, this is a male version, so...
Oh, so this is the female version?
This is the female version.
Okay, so yeah. And I guess you're FaceTiming or something, because he's obviously seeing her and he's on the phone or doing something. He's basically telling her everything she wants to do, and she's getting all hot and bothered or whatever. It's supposed to be you, the viewer. But then he notices, he keeps saying, what's that? And then I guess he gets distracted by whatever the supposed viewer is doing, or whatever he's describing, right? Okay, but then, this is the plot twist. There's someone else there, so she's getting hot and bothered with someone else in the room, and he's watching.
Keep going, and we'll find out.
Is this what's happening?
Ooh, I don't want to ruin it, girls. It gets good.
All right, play. The story is that this is Jerry Springer shit, you know?
Yeah. Just give it a second.
Oh, he's cursing him out.
This is your man. You're cheating with.
Hawks.
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 Hey, why don't you tell him? Tell him how it really is.
Oh, wow.
You think you just talk all that shit? See what happens tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So he's yelling at Hawks.
Bird bitch.
Stupid bird bitch. He called Hawks a stupid bird bitch. That's funny. Watching.
You're such a fucking slut right now.
Ooh. Oh, I told you he's a freak.
Oh, he said carry on, bird bitch. This, the storyline of immaculate. It is funny.
It's immaculate.
If this is something that the listener enjoys, like any listener that likes this kind of like triangle thing,
oh,
they would love this.
There's a bunch of Oreos in this shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh! Tell me that's not gangsta shit, though. Keep talking, bird, bitch.
I'm gonna walk around calling people bird bitches. Like, shut the fuck up, you bird bitch.
Oh my god.
Oh. He's a poly bi motherfucker.
That's
wow.
The best line in all of history. So he's gonna fuck both of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid bird bitch. It's fucked up because Hawks is mad handsome. He's really handsome.
See, he says there. Oh, wow.
Tell me this man isn't beautiful.
I mean,
that's the one he's calling bird bitch.
Cartoon character.
He's still beautiful.
He's an anime, yeah. I mean, he's beautiful. Yeah. He's drawn to be very handsome.
Yes.
You can tell.
Yeah, he's the bad boy.
Is he the fuck boy?
Yeah, he's the fuckboy.
And who is this guy? He seems like a fuckboy. No, but he's not. He's not a fuckboy. He's like the abuse. He's like the asshole boyfriend.
Yeah, that's Bakugo. The blonde boy.
He's like committed to bitches, but he's like an asshole about it. And he looks like a fuckboy.
That's the
oh, yeah. Definitely.
He got that asshole vibe.
He's just the asshole boyfriend that you... Oh, someone actually dressed as him. Look.
Yeah.
Cosplay as him.
Yeah. A lot of people do. And they do it really well, too.
He really... I thought that was like he just popped out of the screen. Except this person has blue eyes.
Yes, on his character.
But it's drawn with brown eyes.
No, it's drawn with like bluish, reddish eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very cute.
I'm a poly bi motherfucker, bitch. Bird bitch.
Yeah, bird bitch.
He said to the listener that they have a lot of explaining to. So it's making me feel like he's talking to me.
Yeah, because you're the listener, bitch.
Okay. I'm about to curse him out. Fuck you.
That's how you know you're a dom. You're like, I'm a fucking curse. I'm like, yeah, okay. You're talking to me like that. You're like, bitch, come over here so I can smack that shit out of you.
I'm like, you're a poly bitch? Okay.
The threats, though. Bitch, sure, bitch.
Go fucking at it, he says. I'm impressed with the range of this woman's voice. Like,
oh,
she sounds like a dude.
My dude. This is not the lowest she can go.
I'm assuming she can. Where is this talent coming from?
She's just she's an amazing woman.
What is her actual speaking voice?
Oh, I'm going to make you listen to her voice. She's... if I had a voice like that, I would always speak.
I wonder if it damages her voice to do this.
She's a voice actress, so she's pretty used to doing things like this. She's been doing this for years.
Oh, shit. You gotta own the body. Oh, wow.
Hey. Oh? Ooh.
I'm a poly
bi motherfucker. Tell me this don't make you feel kind of special, though. Tell me it'll make you feel kind of special. Come on.
No.
Come on.
I feel like
a little bit.
No, it's honestly, I almost forgot, and I thought that I was, like, someone was... Is it finished?
Yeah.
I almost forgot, and I thought someone was talking to me, and so then I kind of forgot we were here talking, and I'm listening to like a voicemail or something, or someone left me something. I'm like, bitch.
This is her voice. I just want you to hear it so you know what it sounds like.
A point of reference as to how deep she's going, and in regards to her voice, guys. Not distinct
as a future self within voice, image, and otherwise.
I'm over here. I'm super deaf.
I believe I've done at least mostly well.
Okay.
I want to make
what a beautiful voice she has, my dude.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everyone else.
Oh, she's addressing drama? What drama she has?
Oh, well, I addressed it myself in my last video.
Yeah, so Nick, I don't really know like much about her. Honestly, you showed me some of her stuff previously, and this is like my first time hearing the whole thing in its entirety.
Yeah.
My opinions are, obviously, these are adults.
Yes.
And this is like some sort of like ASMR. I'm not gonna say, is it pornographic?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely is.
Yeah, and it's kind of like supposed to be making you feel like you're like almost like a third person type of thing. Yeah. A third person.
But she doesn't just do these. Like, these are just like the ones I tend to like the most, but she also does comfort videos.
It's like she plays a character and says everything that the listener would want to hear.
Exactly.
And you, the listener, is basically immersed in their imagination and pretending to hear it from that person that they want to hear it from to get them all hot and bothered. So it's almost like you're listening to like one of those like books.
Yeah.
Almost like watching one of those books or listening to a book. They're pretending to be that character.
There's actually like a couple like different, the first time I ever heard about audio porn, I was actually searching on through Pornhub. I'm a human being. Fuck you. So if you don't like whatever, like you know what it is. So, I ended up finding this channel called Whores Who Think.
What?
Whores Who Think.
I thought.
That's exactly. Whores? Whores Who Think.
Okay.
Alright, so, and it's like. Oh, you don't like most, you don't even like the C word, my dude. Like, you're a special case, and I can't handle you. I'm like a twin tower, and you're like on the fucking ground in comparison to me. So, you know, it's fine.
Bitch, you don't know me.
Bitch, I know you very well.
I think in everyday talking, it's not like, I don't really probably...
You don't curse as much as I do.
I do curse.
But not as much as I do.
I think you curse more than me. Yes. I think in the different scenarios, it depends on my... Bro, I think it depends on my mood, honestly.
Because I will curse just for like laughs and giggles. I don't care. But... Regardless of that, I did, like... Okay, so that's how I found out about audio porn, and then I went through the rabbit hole. And there's even apps where it's literally just audio porn. Okay. That you can pay for, online-ish. And I was, like, enthralled by this. I was enthralled.
You was immersed.
Yeah, I was like, this is so much better than actual porn. For me. Honestly, it doesn't... For me, it's... I'm more of a...
Auditory...
Yes, kind of person. Yeah. Like, I
like to feel. Yeah, yes. You like to imagine.
My imagination will work 10 times more than like
no. Honestly, it's not bad. It's like you don't have to necessarily. It doesn't have to necessarily be this
those
character.
Characters. They because can be anyone honestly, else in your
it mind. It reminded me of something else. Like,
it could be any kind of person.
I imagine a person or something else, and I was just like, "This motherfucker." That's like where I got angry because yeah. I think he reminds me of someone I fucking know. The way he talks, and I kind of want to punch him.
Jesus Christ!
But that's personal shit.
But anyways. So, that's that one. The next one is going to be Hawk Steals You Away From Your Ex. It's called Thief. The 7 minutes in Heaven. Are you ready?
Oh, so it's supposed to be Hawk's point of view now?
Yes.
Oh, so in the FaceTime, guys, I'm going to explain it for the people that are like me, a little slow.
I'm dead.
Okay. So, in the FaceTime call that, what's his face? The blonde guy?
Bakugo? You just call him B.
B. Okay, so the FaceTime where B calls the listener and has this conversation and then comes upon, he figures out that through FaceTime that the listener is having sex with fucking Hawk or whatever, Hawks.
Yeah.
Well, now,
the bird bitch, hello.
The bird bitch. Hello. And so now you're gonna see it through Hawk's point of view.
Yes.
So basically he's gonna be watch, he's like listening to the situation with B.
Yes.
And responding
Yes.
Is he going to be responding?
Yes, he's responding. The original version.
Because you don't hear anything of his response, but now you're going to hear what he responds. Because I want to know what. I honestly want to know how he responded when he called him, when B called him a bird bitch and I'm a poly bi motherfucker.
So for the original thing goes, it goes Hawk first and then Bakugo, but I think it goes better the other way around.
Honestly, I'm living for the drama of this and not so much for the sexual, like, I'm not really turned on by it, but I'm living for the drama of
it. I live vicariously through this. Honestly, you don't need a man if you have, like, Patreon anymore. This is coming from me.
I'm done.
Because you can get guys' bullshit for free, but you can get real genuine affection for $5. That's, I'm just gonna say,
just affection.
Real genuine affection for $5. Wow. You get comforted. You sad, bitch. I got you. You get the hugs. You get the kiss. You a princess, my nigga. Like, and if you got that, you want that sexual shit. You got the gorilla grip coochie on $1,000, my dude. Like. You was good for $5, my dude. $5. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. You can get free bullshit, or you can get quality shit. All right.
No. I am done with you.
I'm seeing it in your face.
I'm like, this bitch said for five. This is like, what the fuck? I'd rather I ate a $5 foot long.
I'm dying for her to call me. I think I might see God if she calls me.
If she, you can pay for that?
Yes!
You're advertising the shit out of her.
Huh. But I love her.
Okay.
I fell in love.
I
fell in love.
I'm thinking of a Cool J song.
Yep.
What is that song? I want love.
I forgot, but you know.
Oh, Cool J.
All right, this is the other side.
Okay. What does Hawk sounds like? I remember. I forget.
Oh, sexy as fuck.
Okay, so we're hearing him. We're hearing him.
Yeah, in the background.
Very interesting. She's a story, like, it's like, the story of blind is actually better than
all types of scenarios.
Porn.
There's all types of scenarios, my dude. You want to be a villain, my dude? You want a villain, dude?
This is fucking, drama.
It is. It is like listening into drama on someone on a bus.
It's exactly what it is, and that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm like, what's the story? What's going to happen? What's he going to call him? Going to call him a polyamorous motherfucker? He's like, he already called himself that. What's up?
I'm gonna get a sandwich after this. I'm hungry.
Bitch, I'm done. You're like, you're like a dude, like, after they have sex, and you like, make me a sandwich.
I am the dude. I am the kind of man I love.
Mm-hmm. I have BDE, I am dude.
Damn.
Oh, that's him. Oh, wow. So this is literally... He was saying that before.
Yeah.
So it literally sounds like a phone. It's crazy.
It is a phone call.
I know, but it sounds like...
But the effects, right?
The effects, yeah. I'm impressed. I'm actually judging this, like, as, like, creativity-wise. I'm very analytical about it. But
It's because she's a dom and she's not into, like, the sub thing. It's fine.
That's not necessarily
I bet you if you were pegging somebody in the ass, you'd feel a little different about it. All I'm going to say... Cause I remember your face, bitch. Let's not act.
What?
Remember the one about you were pegging him in the ass, Hawks?
Why are you saying like I'm pegging and you're making it like I'm actually pegging someone?
Because you know what? Like, become part of the universe. Become part of the multiverse, darling.
Ooh. Oh, so like this is one where the person is like okay.
Don't mind him, kid.
Oh, wow. The fuckboy has a nice voice.
He does. Everybody fiends after this man.
He's a fuckboy.
But he a pretty one.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Well, you know, they got the polyamorous bi. The poly bi motherfucker wants to peg him, so let him get pegged, I guess. I don't know. He'll like it.
Well, he calls me mommy at one point, so I'm going to say, yeah, he likes it.
He calls me mommy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he calls a listener, not me personally.
But you feel like
we need to, like, clarify that, because I'm not being called mommy at all.
Bitch, we all know what this is. Let's relax. 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 And take it.
Oh, my God. Look at the goldfish. I'm sorry.
It's fine. He's a big boy, right?
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting like an auditory like overload. Like, I'm hearing his voice, and I'm hearing the other guy's voice in the background, and I'm like, what's happening?
But you at least know what he's saying, because you've heard it before.
He may have, like, a video call, but who fucking cares? He's fresh.
He's freaky.
No, but he's fresh. He don't give a shit. He said, he have you in a video call, but I don't give a fuck.
Because you my bitch.
But are they broken up?
Bakugo and the listener, because I'm not going to say you anymore, listener, is broken up. And she's moving on with a bird bitch. I'm
Oh, wow. He just growled in my ear.
That's hot. The growl is hot.
Look at you. Enjoying everything.
I thought it was my phone.
You're funny.
I put my password in and was like, no, it's not my phone.
You seem mad concentrated right now.
I'm reading. It says here, this was surprisingly difficult to make, XD, but I saved the Baku side of things for those interested.
Yes. She's so thoughtful like that. She's just amazing. Tell you, $5. You get a whole fucking
look at this. The Patreon version of Sweetest Candy, a sub to Dom.
Yeah.
What's a sub to Dom?
From becoming a sub to a dominant.
Oh, so it's just switching.
Yeah.
Switch.
Yeah.
I think it's perfectly fine to switch. I think it keeps things, like...
Interesting, right?
Interesting, yeah. I don't want to be dumb all the time. I'm just... Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you become dumb because ain't nobody, like, strong enough to handle you.
That's true.
That's an honest... You know, you guys are punk-ass bitches. I'm about to be D energy.
Big D energy. You see how badass this is, though? Like, imagine you actually doing some shit like this.
I don't know what I'm at. Oh, here it is.
You don't have to worry about me being quiet, though, kid. The other one is making
noise. What is he called, listener?
Kid. He calls us Kid. He calls us, Songbird.
Oh, his hawk ass calls us Songbird.
Yes. Yes, that's a thing.
Bird bitch.
I'm dead.
Oh, so he's noticing that his pants unzipped a long time ago, so he's noticing him. He's noticing Baku.
He's looking at him like, yeah, I see you, but it don't matter. This is my bitch.
I want to hear, hey, who's that? I want to hear this. Do we hear this?
Yes.
Because I want to hear his reaction. I want to hear his reaction.
It's great.
I feel like I'm listening in a phone call.
Yeah, basically. It's a whole experience, my dude.
I feel like we're fucking hackers and we attach into a fucking phone call to someone. It's so weird. Same.
I'm dead. He's mean moans, bitch. Moan. Huh? Moan for him.
He says, sing, Songbird.
Bitch, you went over. Hopefully.
You talk shit.
Yeah. Hell is talking shit.
Oh, so he's, like, really, like, he's making the listener be turned on. I'm saying her, like,
that's
her,
female version.
Yeah. Her, it's a female, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the voice, basically, he's making her turned on by the other guy. Or she's trying to get, like, she likes to get watched.
Or he likes to be watched. Who knows? He likes her to be watched? I don't know. Some dudes are freaky like that. I ain't got nothing to say to that. Don't snap your head back too much.
I said, what the fuck? I learned that TikTok, like, you know, TikTok where she's like,
yeah,
did it? And he goes, nope. Taco night? Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I'm actively listening for the part where he calls him bird bitch. Can you hear that?
Yeah, you will hear that.
And his reaction to it?
You will hear it.
That's what I'm waiting for. I think it's like halfway through.
That's when he starts saying shit.
So we'll put up a show for him.
I mean, tell me that's not badass though.
Oh, he's such a douche. They're both douches.
But they're fun.
Oh, wow.
The sounds.
It's like eating. I have
You have a thing against that. Okay, well, that's unfortunate for you.
Very.
I do not have that issue.
Yeah, because it's like, you know when some people don't like the sound of like chewing? And so we're making like...
I hate the sound of chewing personally.
Yeah. Baby bird?
I can't deal with this guy. Are you baby bird? What is it?
He said something about beat the pussy of yours until you go numb.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what he said. My jaw dropped. I was like, she's really good. And I've never...
What one is down with the comfort audio?
I think people watch porn. They're not even paying attention so much to like the story or the words or anything like that.
Yeah.
More of just the action. But this is focusing on that, and so it like triggers a part of your brain that's like, what the fuck?
Or that's used to it.
Oh my God, he's talking shit. He's like, oh, you're watching close? Keep watching. They're talking to each other. They're acknowledging each other, yo. On fucking FaceTime.
He's gonna show you how it's done.
And he called her a bird bitch. Oh my God. Oh wow.
Carry on, bird bitch.
You can learn.
Your face is dropped, my dude.
Because it's like the story. Like they got beef, bro.
Yeah, they got beef. Keep going. One might say they have chicken.
This is some Jerry Springer shit, bro.
Oh! Balls deep in your bitch!
What am I hearing?
A nice pounding. That's what you're hearing.
This is too much.
He's a good sport.
He's a good sport. Where does he say I'm poly bi bit? Would he say no? Like,
there you go. Oh no. Her face, her hand is on her forehead, just like, no, oh no.
What am I listening to? This is more graphic than regular visual porn.
I told you it's better.
No, this is more graphic.
It's better. It's the skills. This is for the intelligent bitch.
Oh my gosh.
Your face is mad red, my dude. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it.
What am I listening to?
Hit it, hit it. Good shit, that's what you're listening to.
I have a...
He's like, you like all this attention, bitch? Love bird. That's special.
Oh my god, this is like
graphic, right?
This is more graphic than I feel.
Enjoy it.
What the? What's the time? He said, "Wait till I come there and come." I'm done.
Ooh. That baby hit different. Can you imagine just sitting there watching somebody else fuck your girl? Wait till I get over there.
This is insane.
Yup. It's good shit, my dude. You put the phone down, you good, bro? You look like you're going pearls. Through everything. You're touching your pearls.
Touching my fucking pearls, bro. I feel like I'm listening, like, I feel like, you know what you feel like? I feel like when you hear your neighbors have sex and you know you're not supposed to hear it, and you feel like you're invading their privacy?
I don't feel anything about that.
I feel like...
You won't be loud. Like.
No, if anyone knows, like, there's gotta be someone else, like, let's just say you heard your neighbors fucking and you're just, like, really fucking loud, and you're, like, in your house trying to make tea and trying to, like, not listen to the bullshit. Because you feel like you're invading it. I feel like I'm in this. This is ridiculous. I feel like this I'm invading something. This is good
shit. I'm about to go have some Coronas after this.
I feel like I need a cigarette.
I'm going to go have a sandwich. I'm going to go have some beers.
You're going to have a sandwich. I need a fucking cigarette. I don't even smoke.
All of a sudden, you have a smoking addiction.
Like, I need a pack of Newports at this point. This is ridiculous.
It's a sentiment, right?
It's just a lot. I feel like this is more graphic than regular fucking visual porn. No, I'm sorry. Is that your kind? Because it's sound. The sound is just like taunting. This is hot to me.
But the way he talks, like, ooh. It makes you feel some kind of way. Fucking bird, bitch.
He's a fucking bird, bitch.
Alright, and that was the end of that.
I've heard both this videos.
Yes.
I've heard, not even videos. They are auditory clips.
And how do you feel?
I feel like I just explained. Like, I listened to something I wasn't supposed to.
But does it feel good? Or, like, do you feel like, oh my god?
I think it depends on... Alright, guys. So, it depends on the individual listener. If this is your shit, you're fucking going to love it.
I live.
There you go. We have. I think this.
This is where we
video
separate.
Represents the two ends of the spectrum. Am I listening to this shit and I amused by it? Hell fucking yeah.
Nah.
I'm amused by it. But do I want to actively listen to it all the time? I feel like I just listened to something I wasn't supposed to listen to.
Why not?
Like, it almost feels like I'm invading their privacy.
Girl,
it was so intimate.
You know, this is for the people who have no drama in their lives, and I have no drama in my life. So I'm feeling this at 1,000 degrees.
But I feel like I just witnessed my neighbors fucking fighting, and I just witnessed the whole Jerry Springer thing from the walls of my room. That's what I feel like.
But at least you're in the comfort of your, like, your own home or whatever.
This sounds like the hood. this sounds like something in the hood that you, like, you're listening to.
You might as well have said, like,
fuck you,
bitch. Do you like how my dick tastes?
He did.
Like, at this point.
He did. He fucking did. That sounds less, that did not sound as dirty as what the fuck I just listened to.
You ain't on my level.
Bitch.
I have surpassed you.
Listen.
I have surpassed what I thought was normal
listen,
for myself.
Listen, Linda. Okay, Linda. Everyone is a different level behind closed doors.
True.
So, sometimes a person likes to keep their shits like that behind closed doors. So,
but that's just funny.
And also I think it's making it, like, because I'm listening to this in a podcast, I feel like You know when you get those YouTube videos where people, like, they're reacting and you're watching their reaction to things and you're like, you feel, I feel like that. Like,
you know your face is, like, blushed.
Yes.
I feel, I am not. My ears are hot.
Like, my ears are hot.
I see that. I'm absolutely cool as a cucumber. All I want is a beer and a sandwich.
I feel like I listened to something. I need a cigarette.
I'm gonna go get some stuff on the floor.
I listened to something. I was like, I'm not in part of this triangle of shit. What the fuck?
But don't you want to be though? In some part of your soul.
That's a lot of drama.
In some part of your soul.
It was entertaining to watch. I was entertained. Now I'm entertained.
Don't you
by
feel
it.
Like that's like a hilarious scenario to be in? Like. Just like, you know what I mean? You got your main bitch, and then you got your side.
You're
like,
trying to incriminate me.
I'm just trying to get you.
Don't trap me.
I'm just trying to get you to like to come out of the shell a little bit. Just like poke your head out your shell.
My head is out. It's out. And I heard it, and my ears are burning. All right. Honestly, it's not bad. I'll be honest. It's not bad. It's pretty cool. It's dope. It's just like makes your imagination go fucking wild, which is what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to kind of get your fucking imagination going, and you're kind of like, I can see this as something like, that's going to be something like if you have cats.
If you have cats, my dude. My dude! Bruh!
I'm totally fucking with you.
Bruh.
No, this is totally dope. Like,
but do you need a boyfriend after this? No, you don't.
I need a cigarette. I just told you.
You want that sexual experience? You don't need that. You want loving? Girl, you want loving? Let's talk about a loving one.
What do you mean I need a boyfriend? Like, I would... Listen, this, honestly, if I were to hear this and, like...
And this is, like, tame compared to some of the other things that you will hear.
I don't think I can handle that.
I want to go all the way. I want to go to the sun, the moon, and
you're
stars and back.
You're trying to corrupt me.
Oh, I'm trying to corrupt everybody. Embrace your femininity. Embrace the sexuality. If you're a dude, embrace it. You want to wear a skirt and flaunt it, embrace
it. I have no problem with that. That's cool. I mean, but.
Just be you, do you, and don't let people shame you.
That's not what we're saying.
No, I'm just adding that in the corner.
Yeah, great. That's great.
That's the corner adding stone. You know me. I'm stupid like that.
But no, it's actually really dope. I think it's cool. I think I was involved in the drama. I felt like I was sitting in the room watching and eating popcorn. Like it was like, oh my god, what the fuck did he just say? What the fuck? Like,
yeah,
that's what
what
I felt
the
like. I was also like, I was like, am I watching something? I kind of got stuck for a minute. I was like.
Yo, your face, though. You really do the expressions out there. Like, that shit was funny.
My expressions play no games. Like, it was...
I kind of want to do a reaction video live on TikTok. Like, just, like, straight up, like, me reacting to this shit.
I look at myself in the mirror. I don't recognize myself. My face is red.
My face is bright red.
My eyes are really wide open. I feel like I just did,
You literally went to the fucking... What's it called? Like a drying cycle.
The fucking ringer.
Right? Yeah, the fucking ringer. There you go.
Fucking ringer.
Fucking English. You went through something serious right
now. I went through it. That shit was crazy for me. I just did never. I remember, I'm coming from a place where I've never heard this. Like, this. I think when you watch porn, it's like I'm not paying attention to the fucking backstory.
Yeah.
I'm just paying attention to the.
You know what's
the
funny?
Fucking deed.
I do pay attention to the backstory.
Because
I am one of those weird people. Well, I like to hear. I don't like to watch porn without a story. And I know that's weird to many people.
No, I don't like the story.
But there's something about the story. There's something to be said about making stories. That it's an instinctual thing.
The problem is that from what some of the things that are put out there, that are very fucking boring or stupid. There's no fucking point to it. Now, if you're coming out with new shit, I've seen some new shit out there that's, like, really, like, immersive. Like, the storyline, there's a fucking plot twist. There's a fucking whole... Females need a little bit more than just the pizza boys here. You know?
Yeah. 100%.
People need more of that. This is good. This, for a woman, this will actually, like, get our fucking mind going. I feel like if you're a man right now, if you're listening to this, or if you're get a female's mind going, and she will fucking do some shit to you.
I don't know if I have any male listeners. I really do wonder if I have any.
There's gotta be. Like,
there's gotta be some, right? Well, lobbying.
But I think this is true. This will get your fucking mind going. I can imagine, just like,
I can imagine.
Oh my god, I got a nice scenario. You know a 40-year-old virgin?
Yes.
Remember when he's preparing himself and he lights candles?
Yeah.
He's about to watch the porn and then he's like, change it. I can imagine someone's like, opening the thing and like, I'm about to listen to something. Yaga something.
Yaga Miyato.
I'm sorry. I cannot remember.
It's fine.
Listen to CC.
Yeah.
Right? Let's listen to some CC and put some, dim the fucking lights, put some fucking candles on, right? Some fucking, what is it? Essential oils. Got a nice blanket. Pop those fucking earbuds in and just listen. And your mind will fucking go take you places that you thought you would not go with this shit.
I'm telling you, there's plenty of places, like, there's plenty of, like, artists who do things like that. There's also a whole thing for women. For men. There's also a woman who does it for men and stuff like that. And, like,
yeah.
There's even a whole subreddit for it.
That's, yeah.
And I think it's amazing. Honestly, I think it's amazing. And I think it's time that we got some appreciation to, like, these people who are out here, like, you know, with mics on and doing all this. Because you know what? It takes work.
What's the controversy that's still... You said you addressed this controversy. Remember, this is my first time. Right. I don't understand this controversy with it. In regards to it, like, what's the exact issue?
Okay, the issue was... I think I talked to you about it a little bit before.
You said she was in controversy.
She was in the controversy because people think it's not right to take these, like, characters, age them up, and, like, allow their likeness to be used for, like... You know, fanfic, basically.
Okay, so fan fantasy touch
it? Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's their biggest issue. Like, oh, you can't be, like, aging them up or whatever like that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's ridiculous because that's what fan fiction is. It's literally taking the likeness of a character. So you all have a basic idea of what the aesthetic of the person is supposed to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And putting them in a completely different scenario away from the original story. Is that not what fanfiction is, though?
Yeah, but I think what she's doing is she's taking, like, the romantic eroticism.
Yeah.
And putting it in a different mode of...
Yes.
A different sort of media.
Exactly. Because
there's people that will do that in movies. There's people that will do that in erotic books.
Exactly.
And this is an erotic... Audio files. So it's just a different mode of media.
Exactly.
There's books that do that all the time. You're taking inspiration of something. There's like, obviously, the situation is that she's aging them, which means their original characters are younger.
Yes.
Okay, but
she's just taking their likenesses because they're not exactly the same. Like, Bakugo would never curse like this. Like, and also, he would never really pay attention to women. He's more asexual, honestly. Okay. So, it's taking the likeness of character, so we all have a similar idea.
So, the personality trait, sort of?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Alright, and then aging them up. Alright, I mean, this is something that's been done in books. And
these are
not even real people.
These are animated characters.
But this is something that's been done in books. Like, I was telling you, like, for example, there's this After series, and it's from the Wattpad. And we're talking about Wattpad.
Yes.
And they made a book, it's called After. I believe Anna Todd is the writer to that.
Yes.
And I think that's her name. If it's not, I don't know. Sorry. And if you want, since this is like a like kind of like a review of books, that's a book that you guys would like. They actually made a movie of that, but don't watch the movie. Read the book. It's better. There's a series of books. But her characters, the first original book stories were on Wattpad, and they were all modeled after One Direction, after the band One Direction.
Yeah.
The main character, she named it Harry.
Harry like 17 or something?
It was Harry Styles.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a fanfic of Harry kind of Styles, but it wasn't specifically Harry Styles.
It was the likeness of
him. It was the likeness of Harry Styles. Yes. Because I guess that was just what was popular or something, or you know,
well, that's what she wanted to do. It's just what she wanted to do.
Yeah. And so, but then I guess when she switched the book over from Wattpad to actual, like, book having, like, you know...
Yeah, sale.
Sales. The name was changed. It was changed to Harden. I'm not gonna ruin it for you guys, but you can try read the books. Read the fucking books. They're good. They're okay. They're good. I like them. They're good. But, yeah. So, this is something that's prevalent in all modes of media.
Exactly. Everyone takes inspiration from somewhere.
This is probably new, so everyone's afraid of new.
No, it's not new. But it's new to a lot of people who aren't aware that was thing. I knew it was around a while ago. But then again, I'm an idiot.
Something that's more like,
is it something that's a little light? I think this is something that's a little bit more niche, and it's like, it's becoming more like a, oh shit, did you know this was a thing?
But what's the point? It's like listening to a fucking audiobook.
Well, the same reason that audiobooks became popular in the first place. People are...
I've read erotic books. You get erotic books or something like
exactly.
that. I've gotten an audiobook, and it's basically the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it's just becoming... It's like a new medium that's really coming over it. Like, because... But then again, it's not new. Because technically speaking, this existed before the TV did. Because they had audio series on radio back in, like, the 1920s. If you really think about it... Not that I'm trying to, like, freaking sit here and be like, I'm going to give you a fucking history lesson on media. I'm not going to do that. I have the capability to do it, but I'm not going to.
And we're not, and we're nothing.
That's too nerdy for y'all.
We have nothing to do with media either, by the way.
Yeah.
But
we are a media.
Opinions.
But we are a media. Because we're in podcasting.
Yeah. And an opinion based off what we are seeing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an observation, more or less, of what we're seeing, what's been going on.
Yes.
But it's kind of like what she should do to avoid this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think she did, because did she leave or put any disclaimers about regarding these things? Like, is that what the issue is?
Well, the thing is, like, she like in her channel, as soon as you go in, you get to know what a sandwich version is and what it is like. Sandwich means like there's sexual contact inside.
Oh, okay.
And that's why she like first explained it, like, okay, so sandwich versions have like sexual implications, and the ones that are not sandwich, which so they say non sandwich,
which
were safe for work, like no sexual implications whatsoever.
So those are the stuff that's like you're just working and you want someone to be like,
yeah, you want a whole storyline. Yeah, or
and
like,
I love you, babe,
oh yeah, you're
gonna
come
favorite.
Around and we're gonna fight this evil villain and I care about you because you're my buddy. Like, buddy thing. Fist bump.
So she does like auditory stories and like scenarios in which you're listening to that like make you feel like you're part of
the story.
So it could be like, we're fighting a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
And we're fucking on a fucking quest here.
Or we're
and
trying
then,
to escape some bad guy or whatever
okay.
the case
and
scenario
And then
is.
There are other situations which is for that it is geared towards adults 100%
yeah.
that puts you in more sexually suggestive
scenarios
for the listener.
Yes.
Okay. I get it.
So yeah, that was the whole controversy. But honestly, I don't think it was that serious. Personally, I think it's kind of fucked up. I feel like people are uncomfortable with the idea of, what's it called again? Let me look up the word. I need to really use that word more often. It needs to be in my vocabulary. Hold on 1 second.
What is the idea exactly?
Scatophilia, I think it is called. Sexual attraction.
You said that word before to me before.
Yeah, sexual attraction.
It's a fucking something, I don't know, I don't like, and it's, what's a philia? What is that? I don't like that.
It's like arachnophobia or whatever. It's just a prefix to mean an attraction to.
Mm.
Yeah, it's old.
But is there
word,
like a negative connotation to it?
No. It's called tunophilia as well, or scatophilia.
Tunophilia. Okay, what is this?
It's defined as a sexual or romantic attraction to from a human being towards a cartoon or anime character.
The condition
or fictionophilia, the attraction to physical fictional characters, sometimes animated and sometimes human.
To fictional characters.
Yeah, so they're not even real people.
Okay, so essentially everyone that's fucking Team Jacob and Team fucking Edwards is basically doing this.
Yes, yeah, because
they're not real people.
Exactly,
they're not real characters.
When you sit there and you're like fiending over some like Riverdale fucking character, like you're performing scatophilia.
Guys, it's crazy.
So like, don't throw stones from glass houses. Like, that's just all I'm saying. Especially since they're supposed to be portraying teenagers. That show makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. Riverdale makes me feel very uncomfortable.
I'm not gonna say
this
I've
makes me feel more
it.
Comfortable than fucking Riverdale.
Because they're portraying teenagers. That's the worst part.
Exactly. I'm like, they're literally supposed to be portraying teenagers. And I'm like, that's what I'm like, yo, all these people who are coming to throw stones at us need to understand where the fuck they're coming from.
Okay. So, I get it. I mean, I've never heard of that, but I get it.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. But it's not like a not thing. It's like, I feel like as a kid, everyone had a fucking crush on a character before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that's why it's like, it's not an uncommon thing. Some people do grow out of it.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
But I think it's a problem if you, like, become, like, crazy obsessed, like a fucking, like, that shit, like, you, like...
As long as you're not doing anything to hurt anyone else, I don't particularly care. You can fill your house up with pictures of fucking cartoon characters for all I'm concerned about. Let's be honest.
No, but it's a problem if you're, like, fucking, literally, I feel like it can become a mental problem. Like, I feel like it depends on the person. It depends on, like a phobia, right? If you're scared of fucking... pickles, right? And every time you see fucking pickles, right? And you run away, guess what? That phobia is a problem.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So I think you have to be able... I think it's everyone has some sort of form of that, but it's just like a rational person doesn't take it to the next level. And
to the extreme.
Some irrational person that's like maybe not in the right set of mind will take it to the extreme. Like the person
But there's always someone to take something to the extreme.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like...
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
Then that's when they those are people that are the stalkers. Like, if you're going to be like, for example, I know people who, like, was like...
But how are you going to stalk a cartoon character?
But it could be based off of a fictional character.
True.
So at that point, you'll be fucking going after a person,
who betrays
an actor, and fucking stalking them to play that actor. To play the role.
That is crazy, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like, people, like, fucking, I don't know, I'm going to the extreme end of it, because it's always a dark, there's a light part, but there's a dark part, it's like, there's always a yin and yang to every scenario.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a fucking crazy person that walks around trying to date a girl that looks like a specific character. Like, they want Jessica Rabbit looking bitches, or something like that.
Well, a lot of dudes do nowadays.
Or people that literally, like, that have plastic surgery to look like these particular characters because they are... You know,
like the Barbie, the human Barbie.
Yeah, that is a thing. You think, I want my girl to look like Barbie, and they like have surgery so that she can look like Barbie. That is a form of that, no?
Yeah, because it's a fictional character.
Yeah, you want to like you literally want to embody this character. This happens all the time. This is like a real life.
That's what I'm saying. Like all it's the not time. As people like pretending that oh like this has never been heard of before, but it's actually. It's been in the shadows for a while.
The problem is essentially is when people who are fucking sick-minded make it dark. That's essentially the problem.
Oh, this
is beautiful. And don't know how to separate fucking reality. That's a nice tattoo.
That's a fucking nice tattoo. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, you know, it's cool.
Honestly, I'm here to allow people to embrace themselves and see what they like. Because you know what? I'm not going to say, like, this is, like, the best thing in the world, but it's innocent enough. It's in the privacy of your own, like, discretion. And out of all the worst thing that could happen, this is not the worst.
Well, this was an interesting, like, kind of...
And, you know, I think it's good because, you know, we get the umbrella effect. Because you get your side of things and my side of things.
Yeah.
You're coming in, this is basically new, and I'm, like, already, like, indoctrinated into weird shit like this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes I don't really give that other side, because I can't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm used to what I'm used to, and I'm not, you know, unaccustomed. If something's new to me, then I'll be like, oh my god, shit's new. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, you're gonna react, your reaction's gonna be like, my reaction was like, I what the fuck? What is this? But it's not like...
My reaction when I first heard this was like, oh...
Yeah, you're like,
oh.
You know, what's okay. What is that? What is that anime when they are surprised? And they go, like, the... That voice they make, they go, oh? Like,
oh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big JoJo's fan. Everybody out there who's a JoJo fan, ayo. Pose. JoJo. Pose. Okay, let me see.
They go, ah!
I'll put that in the fucking drop. Like...
Yep.
But, yeah. So, thank you for joining me,
Thank you for having me.
this has been an interesting experience for you. I know your brush has gone down quite a bit, so congratulations.
Yes, it has. Like, I think that was just, we got into a more analytical part of it, and leave it to being analytical to, like, turn you off.
No, it's cool. It is what it is. So, guys, this is a bye.
Bye.